Well, let's talk about some of your time at Katy and some of the people that you worked with. Like you say, 1974 was kind of a change, almost a complete changeover of staff at Katy. Bill Sims was gone. Wakefield was now the manager. Some of the long old-timers, the Johnny Shays and people like that who had been there a long time have left, and there's almost a complete changeover. Talk about some of the people that you started with and whatnot when you were at Katy, if you can remember.
Well, Bob Coleman was the sports guy, and I think he was probably the longest employee there at the time from the changeover.
Besides Wakefield.
Yeah, and Frank Barrett was still there. He was on the other side at KWY. Some of the support staff, you know, like Judy Lewis, she kind of like ran things in the accounting office, and yeah. Just a sweetheart. And Leah Boyd was in sales. I think Frank was also in sales on the, I don't know whether he also sold for Katy or not, or whether they sold combos. I think at the time they sold combos.
Sure. You worked with Doc Mueller?
Yeah, Doc came in. He got there just a little bit after I did, and we hit it off great, and we would do, you know, creative stuff and things mm-hmm. together, and became really fast friends. And then Ann, who he eventually married, she was a copywriter there. Yeah. Jane Campbell, she was doing news at the time. And then Roger Moody showed up mm-hmm. and became the news director there. Steve Fritz was the engineer, and occasionally Steve Brummel would show up because they were good friends.
I heard you were the engineer for a while. We'll talk about that in a second.
That was a joke.
But at that point in time, you were one of the few people at the radio station that everybody knew Pat, but Pat wasn't there a lot. But you had a very good relationship with Pat, both in the station and outside the station.
We kind of hit it off.
Is
really,
it the
really
Irish
well.
In both of you, or what?
I didn't, it could have been
the
or
little
the,
toddy afterwards.
I was going to say the some of the disadvantages of being Irish later probably got us closer together. Yeah, Pat was kind of like a father figure, you know, to me, as well as being a really good friend. And yeah, we used to have some great times. Sometimes they're frustrating for him, you know, because we would do things that he would just go, "Oh my God."
Well, and you played a few practical jokes on Mr. Meenan as well.
Well, we did a few jokes on Pat. It was just easy, you know, and he was so good about it. You know, he would laugh, you know, whatever we did. But one of the things that Roger was doing news, and we would be on there, and Roger was so easy to crack. I mean, it was you wouldn't have to do anything because he was just on the other side of the glass, mm-hmm. and almost on a daily basis, me and Doc would do this. In his news breaks, he would be reading, and we would just slide slowly down the chair like this, and he would look up and see us, and he would start, no matter how serious the story was, he would start laughing. So, I remember one instance where Roger was on the other end, on the other side of the glass, and he was laughing, and he apologized to the audience. He said, "I'm sorry, they're making me laugh. I'm just so sorry." Oh, Roger, that's unprofessional. So, anyway, one time when we did this, he got so fed up with it that I had to read something. I forget what it was, a live spot or something, after his newscast or during his newscast. And so he decided to get up on his desk, stand up on his desk, and act like a monkey. Just, you know, do this, trying to make me laugh. I turned around and finished the spot, and I turned around, and on the other side of the newsroom, there was another glass in the hallway. And so Roger's on top of the desk, acting like a monkey, and Pat walks by as he comes in for the morning. And he walks by the glass, glances in, sees Roger on the desk, walks by outside the glass, and then walks backwards and looks again, slowly looking to the right at Roger. And Roger sees him at this time, and he's still on top of the desk. And Pat just shakes his head slowly and walks back toward me. He gets down, and Roger goes out and tries to explain himself. And I hit the music and went out in the hallway, and I could just say, "Pat, they were making me laugh. I'm sorry. I know that was very unprofessional." But he says, "They were making me laugh. I was just..." So Pat started laughing and just goes, "Roger, it's okay. Just don't do it again." He goes into his office, and Roger comes in. He says, "You almost got me fired." And I said, "No, we didn't. I was out in the hallway, and I was listening to the conversation. Wasn't even close. He told you it was fine.
Yeah.
But Roger was, he was an easy touch. I mean, you could just smile at him, and he would start laughing.
But I remember some of the antics that you pulled, supposedly doing your show naked from the roof and things. You spent some time on top of 1400 Katy Lane's roof, didn't you?
That was the best suntan place in town. You know, you're right up close to the sun. Nobody's bothering you. Until, you know, you go up there into, you know, in those days, everybody wore the Speedo underwear.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect for tanning. I put my clothes on the side of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody climbed up there and took my clothes.
Yes, they did. I heard this story.
Yeah, took my clothes. So I was running around in
You were sans Speedo, too, if I remember right.
No, actually, I had it. It probably, I don't think I was, I wasn't naked at that particular time. Yeah, it was, took me a few minutes, and so after that, I made sure my clothes were protected. But yeah, it was a perfect place, and I wasn't the only one. I mean, after I started doing it, then, you know, some of the sales girls, they come up and, you know, on their lunch break or whatever, and they would sunbathe up there as well. You know, it was kind of like, and it was, you know, the top of the roof
flat.
It was flat, and it was almost like it was a gravel or something
gravel.
Like that.
Yep.
So it was almost like the beach.
I was up there a couple of times, but being the part-timer, why I was painting, had to paint the stupid stripe around the top of the roof and whatnot. And it went hot.